Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, and I'm relieved to say this is the last of the Mishnayos that detail these gruesome deaths. The mitzvahs haneharagim. How is it carried out if they're going to be beheading someone? So it's hayu matizin es rosho basayif. They essentially lopped off his head with the sword. That means that the sword came through the neck from the front, the same place where like the shechita happened. So the, you know, the central esophagus and trachea are there, and the jugular and everything else, it's all chopped. And the idea is the person's sort of standing vertically, his head is lopped off, and then the body collapses to the floor along with a severed head. Again, the person swinging the sword is going to be one of the Edom. So that's the whole thing is frightful. In any case, that's the way it's done. Kederech shamalchus osa. The same way that the government, this is referring to the Gentile, you know, Roman government, carries out executions. That's how it was. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Nivul huzeh. He says, this way to die with your body kind of collapsed to the ground, your head beside you, and I'm sure the blood and everywhere else is a bit all around, is the collapse to the ground business, in like into a pile, if you will, is it's like it's demeaning, it's disgraceful, it's degrading, unnecessarily so. In fact, the Gemara speaks out, his real objection here is that this is like, we don't have to do it in this weird way, which is sort of like b'chukos. It's like the way of the Gentiles to execute, and we don't have to follow their way. Instead, what we can and should do, says Rabbi Yehuda, is ele manichin es rosho al hasadan. Basically, he puts his, he's like kind of lying down, kind of face down with his head on a like a chopping block. The kotzetz bekofetz. And then his head is chopped off with a kofetz. Kofetz usually means like a cleaver, although I suspect in this case it's more like an axe, you know, a cleaver with a long handle. Okay? And the idea is that prevents the body's already lying down, so it doesn't go plopping anywhere. And he thinks that's less degrading. Amrulo, ein misa menuvelas mazu. To the contrary, say the chum, there's no more degrading, demeaning, disgusting death than that. That's just, you know, it's horrible to the back of the head, and the axe is an axe. It's not like a sharp sword, and you know, the whole thing is just totally degrading. So they say, no, it's not an issue of chukas agoyim, doing it in a sort of arbitrary way that the Gentiles prescribe. It's very sensible. This is the quickest way to die. It's quick in terms of beheading, and therefore that's the way to do it, and that will be the halacha. As far as the fourth and final mode of execution, mitzvahs nechenakin, chenek is strangulation. Hayu mashkin oso bezevel adar kavosov. Once again, we immobilize the convict with his legs in like manure. Same discussion before, whether that's manure specifically or not. Venosin sudar kashel asocharaka. We take kind of like a two-ply scarf, if you will, the kasher, the firm one, which will squeeze tight and sort of kill him quickly, but will otherwise, you know, chafe or bruise his neck, is put inside a softer outer scarf, so it'll be more gentle on the neck. And then that is v'korech al tzavaro. They wrap that around his neck, or just even one loop around, you know, where it's, so that way, zeh moshech etzlo, v'zeh moshech etzlo, each of the two witnesses pull one side of the scarf, the two-ply scarf, which squeezes the neck, an shen nafsho yotza, and they keep on doing that until the convicted person expires, he suffocates to death. Okay, so that completes the four modes of execution. Now the Mishnah will go on to describe which crimes, which averas, get each of those four categories of execution.